There's a debate brewing among those who cover women's college basketball, and it's a debate that's been moot for the past couple of years. Who will be the sport's best player now that former Baylor star Brittany Griner has graduated and joined the WNBA? Michelle Smith covers women's college hoops for ESPNW and Left Coast Hoops. And Michelle, your pick is?
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with Shanae Ogumike at Stanford.
No surprise. You cover Stanford women's basketball, and you picked a Stanford woman. Last week, Shanae Ogumike became just the ninth player to be named a unanimous preseason All-American. What got her all those votes?
Well, she had a great season as a junior last year. Her older sister, NECA, for those who will remember, played at Stanford and was the number one pick in the WNBA draft 2 years ago. And when she left, Shanae had to figure things out on her own, and she figured things out to the tune of about 23 points and 13 rebounds a game last year. She had 36 double-doubles. She had a great year. So if you're going to name the five best players in the country, I think Shanae was on everybody's lists, which is how she ended up being a unanimous pick.
The Ogumike family is originally from Nigeria, but NECA and Shanae were raised in Cypress, Texas, and they have two younger sisters, Olivia and Erica, also talented athletes. Is this the women's basketball equivalent of the Manning family?
Yeah, it's the dynasty. It's the pipeline. Yes. The younger sisters are coming through, and there are some very good genes in this family. The best part about this story is that these girls were doing gymnastics when they were young, and they got too tall for it, if you can imagine. And they tried basketball, and there's a story about NECA in a pair of jeans shorts with her glasses on, and Shanae hiding in the bathroom because she didn't feel like she wanted to play. And look what it's brought us.
Brittany Griner isn't the only star to have moved on, of course. Delaware's Elena Delladon and Notre Dame's Skylar Diggins also graduated and joined the pros, but you seem to relish the opportunity to talk about somebody else, so maybe there's an upside to losing the biggest stars to the WNBA, huh?
You know, I mean, Brittany Griner was such a dominant figure in the women's college game, you know, literally and figuratively for the last couple of years, and I have really grown to love Brittany Griner and who she is, but things move on and it's time to have an actual debate, I think, about who's the best player in the country. It's fun because it's not clear-cut. It's Shanae Ogumike. It's Brianna Stewart, the sophomore at Connecticut, who was the MVP of the Final Four last year. We're talking about Alyssa Thomas at Maryland. We're having a conversation about who the best player could be, and I think it's a nice change of pace.
There was another unanimous choice among those who cover women's college basketball. The University of Connecticut received all the preseason number one votes, and Stanford lost to UConn 75-57 earlier this week, so it seems in the early going, one great player isn't enough to allow Stanford to challenge Connecticut.
No, not at this point. I mean, I think, you know, there are a lot of differences in that game, but Connecticut is very experienced, very talented, and even when Kalina Mosqueda-Lewis went out of the game with the injury, which was, you know, I think heartbreaking for her, obviously, and her teammates, they still won by 20 points. I mean, they are that much better, I think, than everybody in the country right now. That's not to say that some of these other good teams that we know couldn't, you know, close that gap in between now and March, but I think to start the season, far and away right now, Connecticut is the best team in the country.
Michelle Smith covers women's college basketball for ESPNW, and you can follow her tweets at Left Coast Hoops. Michelle, a pleasure as always. Thanks very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.